Chafetz Chaim, Yoimi, day 89. And we're in the middle of the halachas of Rechilus, and now we're going to talk about a halacha in Rechilus that will be similar to a halacha that we learned in Lashon Hara. And in Lashon Hara, there's this concept, right? Lashon Hara means when someone sees someone doing something wrong and he goes and tells other people. Now, if this person either did it in front of three people, or it was already told in front of three people, then there were whole halachas that we said it might be mutter to tell this over to other people because it's already be'ape plasa. It was already in front of three people. So now, if this action of whatever Levi, right, if Reuven's going to tell Shimon now that Levi said or did something against him, so this thing, action that Levi did against Shimon was done in front of three people, or said, Levi said it to three people, and therefore it's considered enough public knowledge. People know enough about it that the word is going to get out, or the word is already out. Yesh Aymrim, there are those that say, Dim Echad Sipur Gnus Al Chaveira B'fnei Shlosha. If Levi said something negative about Shimon in front of three people, Shuv ein by mishum rechilus. That there's no iser of rechilus anymore because the word is out on the street already. People know it. He's not telling him any. No. So if Reuven tells Shimon, oh, you know what Levi said about you, Levi's going to know it. Shimon's going to know it sooner or later. The word is out already. He's not making any chidushim, and therefore it's not. He's not accomplishing anything with this. He's not over the iser rechilus.
If he's going to tell him now, Levi said about you, Shimon, right? Reuven's telling Shimon, Levi said about you, this and this. And his reason is, it's going to
come back to Shimon sooner or later. He's going to hear about it. Because he said it already in front of three people, and the chaver islay. Everybody has a friend, and the friend has a friend. This person is going to tell his friend. And the friend is going to tell his friend. Achi vada, until it becomes known to Shimon. And this is not considered the iser of rechilus. However, the things that we spoke about before, that we said that those are the details that have to be covered to be able to say this over, when it came to ape tlasa in Lashon Hara, same thing here, those are going to be the same details that have to be covered here as well. That we mentioned, we're in Klal Beis from Sif Dalad Ve'elach. You can look up there and see what the details were. Aval, Ein L'smech Al Davar Zeh. However, the Chafetz Chaim is telling you that maybe you're right. There are some people that hold that it's not Aser, but don't be Soymech on them. L'maisa. Why? Because there are too many Rishonim that we really, really rely on. That hold that it's absolutely aser. Ki ha-marshal be-beir el-asmag. The marshal, in his explanation on the smag, kosav, she-rabi me'er rishonim, many of the rishonim, said that it's aser. Halei hema, and vosha on the tzadei, ha-rambam, va-asmag, va-toisvis, all of them, chelkim al-das zoi, they argue on this opinion, but oisim b'chol gavni, and they say it's usher no matter what. Afilu l'saper l'achar, to tell another one, in miskaven l'galoise, if his intention is to uncover this thing to the person who is telling it to, and v'chol shken l'zay ba'atzmai, and for sure, if he's telling it to the person who was the subject of the story, right? So if Reuven's telling Shimon that Levi said something about him, what they're saying is it's us for Reuven to tell Yehuda, so for sure it's us to tell Shimon, right? If he's the subject of the story, lefizet, and because of this, im shutef echad. Now we're going to talk about what's a lamaisa diga application of this story. If you have two partners that are partners in a business, and one of them decides that you know what he wants to dissolve his part of the partnership, he's going to go look for something else to do. for whatever reason, he wants to try getting a partnership with other people. He goes around, he tries to find people to become partner with, and it doesn't work out, and therefore he never told his partner anything. He comes back and he starts, you know, he continues to work with him. He didn't, you know, nothing gained, lost, nothing lost, right? Now, what if, let's talk about Reuven, Shimon, and Levi again. Reuven saw Levi, who was the partner with Shimon, doing this. He saw Levi going around looking for another partner, and he figured that he's trying to dissolve his partnership with Shimon. Now, if he goes ahead and he tells Shimon, you know, your partner's trying to dissolve with you, your partner's looking for other partners, and then Levi comes back and tries to stay in the partnership with him because that endeavor didn't work out. He tried to find other partners, didn't work. He comes back to Shimon like as if nothing happened. But Shimon by now heard that he's been looking for other partners. He's definitely not going to act with him in the same way that he's done before. Lefize, im shutav echad rotza leestalek benidin esek shaloi mishutafai. Right? So if one partner wants to dissolve his part of the partnership, he wants to go and become partners with other people on a different venture. He thinks that there's going to be other people that are going to join him in his venture. However, after going around trying to find other people to join him, nobody took the bait. He stayed alone in this, and therefore he wants to go back to his original partner. Okay, it could also happen in Shidduchim. So now Reuven can't go ahead and tell Shimon. Shimon's the original first partner that he had. Why? After Kfar Nishma Davar Zeh, even though it's public knowledge, people have heard it. It's around. Ba'apit Lasa. You know, people have seen it. It was in front of three people that this was done. He went around to look for partners. Oh, Yoiser, even more than three people. Gimel, as we spoke about in Siv Gimel, this person, meaning Shimon, is going to have hakpada. He's going to feel bad. He's going to be in some way complaining about this. Tieloi tarumas, he will have complaints. Beliboy, even if it's just in his heart, he's going to have complaints in his heart. On his partner Levi that did this thing to him, that he walked off. He looked for other partners, right? Even if he came back before he supposedly realized. He wanted to walk away from his partnership with him. The same way that Yiftach HaGelodi in Sefer Shoftim had complaints, right? They kicked him out of Gilad. They kicked Yiftach HaGelodi, they kicked him out of Gilad. And then suddenly when there was trouble again, Yiftach was a big warrior, they needed him to come back, and they asked him to come back. Why are you coming to me now when they're paining you that you need me to come back to help you win the war again? Not only that, but it could be that because of this, the original partnership will dissolve just because of the complaints they'll have. The second that things look bad, you walked off and you started looking for a totally different partnership. Oh, I don't want you, right? Or he will pain him. He'll put him down. He'll be making him feel bad all the time because of it. Because of the Rambam, as it says in the Rambam, what is considered lashon hara? If someone tells his friend things that will cause, in the body of the things that he's explaining, that will cause what? Lahazik chavera begufoya b'memoynoi, that he will either do bodily or financial harm to his friend, or he's going to pain him, or he's going to make him fear for something. That is considered lashon hara. So by telling one partner that his partner, you know, one of the people in the partnership, that his partner was looking for somehow to get out, what that's going to do is it's going to make that this person's going to have complaints, and he may even make some kind of ways of making this person either lose money or feel bad or constantly be afraid that he's going to dissolve his part of the partnership. And therefore, that is going to be also gemara, lefi the Rambam's explanation of what Lashon Hara is. Yashar Koyach, and have a great day.